Earlier in the day, we adjusted the agenda to meet the needs of a staff member who's on a time constraint to move the Virginia Seafood Council project from the end up after public comments. If it's no objection, the time getting later on in the afternoon, I'd like to move it up to now if it'd be okay with the rest of the members of the commission. Okay? We agree by consensus? Okay. Next matter before the commission be the Virginia Seafood Council request to modify the 2009-2010 field trials for the Asian oyster. Who's got that? Jack, you can lead in, and I see Ms. Porter's here. Or did you want Ms. Porter to speak? What do you want to do?
Probably just well hear from her directly and save some time.
That'd be fine. Good afternoon, Ms. Porter.
Gentlemen of the Commission, I'm Frances Porter, representing Virginia Seafood Council. Over the past 8+ years, you and your predecessors have been highly supportive of the Council's work with non-native oysters, awarding necessary permits and lending the expertise of Commission members and staff to determine the viability of Crab Austria Iriacensis. Your wisdom and your courage in the face of strong opposition has been deeply appreciated. Last month, in the absence of the long-awaited environmental impact statement, I stood here and laid out a plan to continue our work with the non-native oyster in 2009-2010. Today, it is my responsibility to notify you that Virginia Seafood Council wishes to withdraw the request from the agenda, negating any need for this public hearing. The Council stands firm in its confidence in Iriacensis, but we have exhausted our negotiating capabilities with federal and state authorities. There will be no further Crab Austria Iriacensis projects conducted by Virginia Seafood Council. The Council recognizes that the full potential of this oyster will never be realized in Virginia, and that the oyster industry will never be restored to its historic role. We will aggressively pursue the best technologies available to us within the restraints of government oversight to restore our industry. We will continue to import oysters from other coastal states, although today our processes are facing a recall of hundreds of thousands of dollars of Gulf Coast products. Within a few weeks, we will again face the destruction wrought by the cow nose rays feeding in the bay, and by summer's end, we will doubtless see disease-ravaged oyster beds. Nonetheless, we look forward to working with all of you to an ongoing relationship with this commission as we work to improve the health of the bay and deliver the finest seafood to consumers.
Thank you, Ms. Porter. Comments, questions, Mr. Bowden?
I got comments, really. Thank you, Frank. This is a very good commentary. I'm deeply concerned with Dr. Mann made this statement numerous times to me and in front of a lot of people that we will never reach our goal using Virginica's oysters alone to recover the oyster industry in the state of Virginia. He may have changed his mind since making that statement numerous times. He'd have to attest to that. I know quite a few people at home that were growing triploid Virginicus this year that had mortalities of 100%. This was our only hope, was to move forward with this. So as a waterman from the state of Virginia, I can tell you we are highly disappointed with the way the government, both state and federal, have treated us. And a lot of things, not just oysters. And you can certainly carry this back to your senator and tell him that we are highly disciplined in the Eastern Shore with his decision. And you can take a little smile off your face if you don't mind, because this is something that's very disappointing to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bowden.